海领先人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语高级口语资格证书考试，高级听力教程第二版，周国强、杨永平主编，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。第二盒
An Advanced Course of English Listening Second Edition。Part 2. Going by Air. What can I help you with today? My name's Steve.
My name's Mr. Sanchez.
Mr. Sanchez, what can I do for you today?
I would like to go on a business trip to London.
To London? When are you planning on traveling?
I plan on traveling at the end of the month. Today is September 10th, and I wish to travel on September 29th.
On September 29th? Let's see.
Oh, that's within 21 days. Most of the best airline rates just now are with a 21-day or a 30-day advance purchase. If you're traveling within 21 days, the rates might tend to be a little higher. Let me check for you and see what's available. If you must leave on the 29th, the only advance purchase available would be a 7-day advance purchase. A 7-day advance purchase right now to London would be... Let me check one moment for you.If you're traveling within 21 days, the only rate available would be $595 in each direction. So that would make a total of $1,190 round trip.
Okay, that's okay.
That's okay? That is okay with you? $1,190?
Okay.
If that rate is available for those dates, let me go ahead and see if I can get that.
One moment, please.
You said you wanted to leave on September 29th, and what was your return date?
October 15th.
Okay, October 15th. Let me see. Do you have any preference to airline or...
Most of the rates are fairly similar on all the airlines. There really isn't much of a difference.
Do you have a preference on airlines?
If possible, British Airways.
British Airways, okay.Let me check one moment. Let me give them a call. Okay. This is Steve calling from NTC Travel Club. I was wondering if you could tell me if you have one seat available for travel from San Francisco to London on September 29th.
Oh, okay, you do. Thank you.
Is there a return available for October 15th?
Great. Thank you very much. I'd like to hold that reservation if I can.
Last name will be Sanchez. And, excuse me, what was your first name?
Roberto.
Okay. First name is Roberto.
Mr.
Okay. And what was that rate on that?
$1,190 round trip.
Thank you. And what is the ticketing deadline for that?
Okay. Ticketing deadline is set for September 15th.
Okay. Thank you very much.We'll be calling you back with ticket numbers on that.
Thank you.
As of right now, if you want to go ahead and pay for it today, we can go ahead and take care of it right now. Or if you want a couple of days to think about it, we can hold a reservation until then.
No, I can complete immediately.
Okay. Would you be paying by cash, or a credit card?
Visa.
A Visa card, okay.Let me just go ahead and run the authorization through to make sure that everything's okay, and we can get the ticket issued for you. Hold on just one moment.
B.
Can I help you this evening, sir?
Yes, please. I'm traveling to San Francisco.
Okay. Do you have your tickets already this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. Would you like smoking or non-smoking seats this evening?
No smoking, please.
Okay. Okay, this evening you're going to be traveling out on flight 317. Your seat is 17A, non-smoking window.
Thank you very much indeed. Do you need to see my passport?
No, sir.
Thank you very much.
Were there any bags you'd like checked in this evening?
Yes, please. One.
Okay. Is your name and address on your bag, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That will be one bag check to San Francisco this evening. Your claim check is stapled in the back of your ticket jacket. Your flight will be departing out of gate 22 this evening. Boarding time is at 6:40, and your flight leaves at 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, have an enjoyable flight this evening.
Part 3. Checking in and out at a hotel. A. Excuse me, I'd like to check in for a room here.
Okay, how many in your party?
Just myself.
Okay, the single rate is $38 plus tax.
That's $38 for a single room?
Mm-hmm, yes, that's correct.
And what do I get in the single room?
Well, it has the color TV, telephone, direct dialing, and the double bed.
Is there breakfast?
We have coffee and donuts in the morning.
Right, so that's $38 plus tax. How much?
That's right, 10% tax. 10% tax.
So what will the total be?
$41.80.
Per night. Okay, I'd like to check in tonight.
Okay, would you fill out the register, please?
Right. Okay. What do you require me to fill out?
Okay, just fill out your name, address, your license number of your car, and your signature right here, and then I'll do the rest.
Okay. Do you want to see my passport?
That's not necessary.
Okay. Would you like me to pay now?
Yes, pay in advance.
What about telephone calls? Do I pay for those now, or...?
No, you can leave a $10 deposit. If your calls exceed that, then we'll call you, and you can come in and take care of them, or leave another deposit.
Okay. Well, I'll pay by cash, and I'll give you a $10 deposit for telephone calls.
Okay, that'll be fine. That's 10, 20...
30, 40.
180.
That's $1.80.
Okay, that's exactly right.
And that's a $10 deposit for telephone.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a moment, let me get you the key. Okay, and your room will be located right over there on the first level.
So it's room number...
116.
116. Thank you very much indeed.
You're quite welcome. Coffee and donuts in the morning from 6 till 10. Okay, if you're needing any help, just give us a call.
B. Excuse me, do you have any accommodation?
Yes, we do. How many would you like?
I'd like some accommodation just for myself, please.
Sure, we have rooms at $55, $65, and $75 a night.
Right, I'd like a room that's a quiet room, away from the front of the hotel, if possible.
Is the middle of the hotel okay? The middle, you know, better for you.
Yes.
Sure, we have it.
So, how much will that cost?
$65.
$65? Does it have a bath?
Yes, they all have baths and showers. TV sets, radios, wall-to-wall carpeting, lamps. You name it, they have it.
And, breakfast?
No breakfast. No. There's a restaurant here in the hotel, which is separate from the hotel bill.
I see. How much is breakfast? Is it...
Well, $5, I think so.
Fine. I would like to stay for 3 days, if that's possible.
No problem. We have it.
Fine. Could I, check in?
Just sign in right here.
Just fill this out. Your name and address, and your credit card, and, what kind of credit card are you using?
Visa.
Okay, we have it. Thank you. Do you have any... Do you have your passport with you?
Yes, I do.
Some ID? Okay, let me have it. Oh, very good. There you go. Here, take it back with you. Don't forget your credit card. Bellman, please. Did you come here? Here's the key. Don't forget the key.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, bye now. Enjoy your stay. Checking out?
Yes, please. Yes.
Which room number?
519.
519. One moment. Okay, here's your bill. $516.72. Sign here.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There's your bill. Thank you very much for staying. Enjoy your trip. Would you like to make a reservation for next time you're here?
No, thank you. But I've enjoyed my stay very much. Thank you.
Fine. Thank you very much. Come again.
Part 4. Stories about travel. Anyway, I felt pretty upset, I can tell you.
Well, something even worse happened to some friends of a colleague of mine in New York. The husband was on an extended business trip, and the idea was that his wife would come over in the middle of it to spend a long weekend with him. He was flying in from Boston, and the wife from Europe, and they were going to meet up on the Friday evening and stay the weekend together at one of those very big hotels near Central Park. Well, the hotel computer had got the first letter of their name wrong. Their name began with a B. I think it was Berry. But it was spelled on the computer with a P. So the wife arrived at the hotel, gave her name, and asked, "Has my husband arrived yet?" And the reception clerk looked her up on the computer, said, "No, not yet." And so she said that she'd wait in their room, and she was shown to the room. So she turned on the TV and, you know, started waiting. Well, then about half an hour later, the husband arrived and gave his name and spelt it out carefully to the reception clerk and asked, "Has my wife arrived yet?" And she looked up the name on the computer and said, "No, not yet." So he said that he'd wait in the room, and the clerk promised to send his wife up to him when she arrived. And he was shown up to a different room, so he turned on the TV and started waiting. Well, they both waited for a couple of hours, and the wife called reception, was told her husband still hadn't arrived, so she went down to the restaurant and had a meal, and then, being tired, you know, she went to bed. The husband was now quite hungry, so after calling reception and being told his wife still hadn't arrived, he went down to have his dinner, and then went to bed. Well, the next day, they narrowly missed each other at breakfast, so they decided there was no point in sitting around waiting, so they both went out shopping or sightseeing, missed each other again that evening, and didn't finally meet up again till the next afternoon. By this time, the husband had to fly off to Washington for a meeting first thing on Monday.
Oh, that's amazing. Always strange in a new city. I remember once, I was going to a conference in Norway. I landed at Oslo Airport, and as I don't know the city, I picked up a whole lot of leaflets and a street map at the airport before catching the bus into town. Well, one of the leaflets was quite fat, about 100 pages long, and it was called, "Where to Eat in Oslo." So, I started looking at it to find a nice restaurant to go to that evening. I always prefer to eat out rather than in my hotel. And I soon realized that the same restaurant was being described again. I looked all the way through the leaflet, and every page was a description of the same restaurant. There were no others in there. 100 pages all about the same restaurant.
What was the name of the restaurant?
I can't remember.
Oh, that reminds me. A colleague of mine was in Sweden. He was at the end of a tough series of meetings in Stockholm and about to fly back home to London. Well, he checked his suitcase in and went through to the departure lounge, had a drink, and caught his plane back to Heathrow. Unfortunately, the check-in clerk had put the wrong label on his case, and it had the tag for a different flight on it.
So he went to London, and his luggage went somewhere else?
No. Worse than that. They did a security check on all the luggage that was being loaded onto the other flight, and found that there was no passenger name on that manifesto to match that particular suitcase. So they very carefully took the case off to the far corner of the airport, and the security police blew it up. Luckily, it only contained dirty clothes and a toothbrush and stuff like that. And he got fully compensated by the airline.
I remember my boss telling me about something that happened a few years ago when he was in China. I think somewhere in the Far East, anyway. There was a long delay at the airport, which apparently was quite common then. And then there came an announcement over the loudspeaker. "We are sorry, but the plane is sick. We will find a new one." So they all settled down for a long wait, feeling reassured that they weren't having to fly in a faulty plane. 2 hours later, there was another announcement. "We have found a new plane, but the new plane is more sick than the first one. So we will take the first one." And then they were all escorted to the first plane, and it took off. But they all felt very nervous, and everyone started knocking back the gin and the whiskey. Anyway, eventually, they arrived at their destination, and by this time, everyone had managed to forget that the plane was sick. But instead of landing, The plane kept circling round and round and round. Everyone started to get worried again. And then a man in uniform came out of a little door leading to the flight deck with a screwdriver. He walked halfway down the aisle, stopped, and lifted up the carpet. Then he raised a metal flap and reached inside with the screwdriver. There was a loud click, and then they heard the landing gear going down. The man in uniform went back to the flight deck. The plane made a final approach and landed safely. As they all came down the steps, he said, you could literally see everyone still shaking with fear. Part 5. Booking Accommodation. Hotel Concord.
Good morning. My name's Vera Muller. I'd like to book some accommodation for tomorrow for 5 nights.
April 1st to 5th? Just one moment, madam. We are rather full at the moment because of the trade fair. What kind of rooms would you like?
I'd like 3 single rooms, all on the same floor.
I have 3 double rooms, but not 3 singles available, sorry.
What's the difference in price?
Single rooms are 400 francs. Doubles are 700 francs.
I see. What kind of rooms are the double rooms?
Very nice rooms, madam. I can give you 3 doubles on the 6th floor overlooking the city. They have balconies and bathrooms.
Now, one of the guests is in a wheelchair. Are these rooms accessible by wheelchair?
No, madam. The lift goes to the 5th floor only. In this case, you could have 3 rooms on the ground floor, 1 single and 2 doubles. No view of the city, but close to the garden.
And do you have a small conference room I can reserve for April the 3rd all day?
Yes. We have a nice quiet room that will take about 12 people. Would that be suitable?
Yes, that would be fine. And, are the public rooms all accessible without having to go up or down steps?
Yes, madam. The restaurant is on the 1st floor. There's a lift. Otherwise, everything, including the conference room, is on the ground floor.
All right, fine. Then I'd like to book the 3 rooms on the ground floor for Acme International. The guest names are Mr. H. Meyer, Miss A. Schwartz, and Mr. B. Negri.
Thank you. So that's 3 rooms on the ground floor, arriving on April 1st and departing on April 6th, and the conference room all day on April 3rd.
Right.
Okay. Can I have your telephone number, please?
Yes, it's 41, that's Switzerland, 22348923, and I'm Vera Muller. I'll confirm this by telex.
Fine. Thank you, Ms. Muller. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's okay, Mr. Meyer. I booked the rooms in Toulouse.
Great. Thanks, Vera. 1. Generally, what is this conversation about?
2. How many people does Vera book rooms for?
3. Why is the hotel rather full at the moment?
4. What kind of rooms does Vera want?
5. On which floor are the rooms Vera has booked?
6. For how long does Vera reserve the conference room?
Part 6. Listening and Translation. A. Sentence Translation.
1. Why don't you call directory inquiries and ask them? It must be a new number if it's not in the book.
2. Do you realize that I've invited some very important people to dine with me tonight? Your mistake could cost me an important contract.
3. An earthquake registering 5.1 on the Richter scale shook the Peruvian coast on Saturday, but there were no reports of damage or injuries.
4. A number of foreign-invested ventures in the area, including the German chemical company BASF, have obtained financial support from this bank.
5. The French economy is expected to enjoy a steady growth for the remainder of the year and into 2001, with unemployment rate lowered and inflation kept under control.
B. Passage Translation.
1. On the western side of the mainland of Britain lies Wales. It's a mountainous region with a very strong cultural identity of its own. It has its own music, its own poetry, its own national game, rugby. It even has its own prince because the Queen's eldest son, Prince Charles, is Prince of Wales. And, of course, it has its own language. For many, Welsh is their first language, and it's growing as a second language. All Welsh people speak English, but it's a country where you often hear two languages spoken. The Welsh even have their own television channel, with no English spoken on it at all. So culturally, it is separate from England, but politically, it's still ruled from London.
2. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Close to its northwest border with the Republic of Ireland is the mouth of the River Foyle. On a hill overlooking the river stands the historic city of Londonderry, or Derry, as it is also called. It's the second largest city in Northern Ireland after Belfast. In the 19th century, there was an important port here and a center for shipbuilding. The 20th century has seen a slow decline of the city, but new industries are appearing. Derry has had a very violent history in the struggle between English and Irish for control of Ireland.
Unit 4, Part 1. Instructions about our test. Okay, let me tell you about what'll happen when you take the listening test next week. First of all, once you're all sitting down and everything, the supervisor, the person in charge, will switch on the tape recorder and you'll hear some general information. It'll tell you, for example, that you are going to hear each part of the test twice and that you'll have time before each part to look through the questions and time after each part to think about your answers. After that, the supervisor stops the taper and hands out the question papers and the answer sheets. That's the time to ask questions, if you have any, or to mention any problems, because you can't speak during the actual test. So if you have a problem hearing the tape recorder, for example, or if your pen has run out, you should say so now. I'd take a spare pen with me if I were you. But don't take any correcting fluid. You know that white stuff you use to correct mistakes? You're not allowed to use that. Okay. Once you've got your question paper, write your name and your examination index number on it clearly and sign the answer sheet in the space at the top. Now, when the test begins, make sure you use the time before each part to look through the questions. That's really valuable, as I keep telling you. The question paper has instructions for each part, and these are also repeated on the tape. You'll probably find it easiest to write your answers on the question paper first, though you don't need to. You can write directly to the answer sheet if you prefer. At the end, you get 5 minutes to transfer your answers from the question paper to the answer sheet. Make sure you copy them carefully. There may be 3 parts to the test, or there may be 4. It varies. But the instructions at the beginning will tell you. Anyway, the test generally takes between 30 and 40 minutes in all, although it will probably seem to go like a flash. There's a total of 20 marks for the listening test, by the way. And Cambridge says that on average, people who pass get about 12 marks. I'm sure you can manage that. Remember that the listening and speaking parts of the exam are important. They make up 1/3 of the marks for the whole exam. Any questions?